Welcome. Welcome to the Idea Gen Global Leader Podcast. Today we have with us Jennifer Byrne, Chief Technology Officer for Microsoft US. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you, George. Great to be here.
So great to have you on the show today. Jennifer, as Chief Technology Officer of Microsoft US, works with companies and organizations across all industries and market segments to build and execute digital transformation strategies that leverage cloud platforms and advanced technologies. Jennifer's team undertakes innovation projects within economic regions that are designed to foster inclusive growth in a cross-sector and community-oriented manner. She also leads the Microsoft Technology Centers across the United States and key national-level transformation initiatives. In previous roles at Microsoft, Jennifer was responsible for market expansion initiatives leveraging business model and technology innovation for governments and their citizens, healthcare companies and consumers, and education providers and students around the globe. Prior to Microsoft, Jennifer was a leader in cybersecurity, having held several executive positions at companies such as Intel, McAfee, and Symantec. She began her career in technology as an information security analyst and engineer serving U.S. government clients. Her first career, which remains her passion today, was in the nonprofit world working with underserved populations. Jennifer Byrne, welcome to the IdeaGen Global Leader Podcast again, and thank you for your inspiration today.
George, I'm excited about IdeaGen, as you know, and so I'm excited to be here.
Awesome, Jennifer. Leading right into the interview, Jennifer, what originally inspired you to join Microsoft?
So that's an interesting question because I have something in common with Microsoft in that I am from Seattle, and we are roughly the same age, me and Microsoft. So I grew up around the company, and when I moved into technology, I'll be honest, I did not think about joining Microsoft. I moved into cybersecurity. I found that to be an exhilarating space with all sorts of potential and opportunity to make a positive impact. And Microsoft was nowhere on my radar. But in the sort of 2013-14 timeframe, everyone in the tech industry started to see Microsoft reinvent itself as a company with a lot more relevance to the world and a very new attitude, and a lot of that was ushered in by Satya Nadella. So it became a company that was, for the first time in my life, very, very interesting because in technology, especially because I had this background in nonprofit prior to my tech career, you know, I was looking for ways to use the skills that I had to, you know, make the world a better place. And the idea of working for a company that was aligned to that mission was really interesting to me. I was also still in cybersecurity at the time. I joined Microsoft as the chief security officer for our public sector group. And what I realized there was that the threats that were coming at big government entities and big companies were getting so sophisticated that it was really hard to try to solve for those problems without being part of the company that created the technology that people were using. So it was really hard to be a third-party security provider, and I just wanted to be in the platform in Microsoft to start to look at that threat landscape from the inside out. So from a career perspective, it was interesting, but also just from a personal alignment and a values alignment, it became a company that I wanted to work for.
Well, that's incredible insight, Jennifer, especially noting your inspiration and where it came from in terms of how you ended up and aligned with Microsoft, including, you know, Satya's vision, which is truly profound.